Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know the future, man, you know?
Ring up yourself, podcast. This one's going to be number one.
So big up once again, Mr. Future, man, doing big things.
Play out some good, good, good reggae music. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reggae Up Yourself podcast with me, your host, The Future Man. And people, as always, we bring you the best. And trust me, this is definitely the best. I'm linking up with the legendary, foundational, Late Black.
Everything's crisp, sir. How could I help you today?
Well, I want to let everybody know, you know what I mean, about Late Black more in detail. So I'm going to ask you first, how long have you been a part of Late Black? Are you an original member?
There is no Late Black without me. Like, there's no Leopard without Sparchet. Did it from day one, started it.
Okay. You see, and that's a great thing, isn't it? The lead singer got a sense of humor. So Joe Peng, so you started Late Black. Let's get serious. Yeah, you started Late Black. How long ago was this?
About 15 years now.
15 years?
Must be nearly that.
So you were a teenager then?
Yeah.
How many members is still in the band from them time to now? Yeah.
Just one.
Just you or you and Bungie?
Me and Bungie.
Okay.
Louis come. I siphon Louis from another band.
He
not
keeps
long
saying
after.
That.
Yeah.
He offered me £100.
Like that. Are you worried that if somebody offer him £200 now he'll leave you?
This is Late Black, you can't leave.
You can't. So now he's Late Black forever. You agree with that?
Yeah, from the start, man.
Yeah.
3 gigs in, but from the first gig I was there, the second gig, the third gig I was there.
So yeah.
Me and Joe grew up and from the same area, of the same kind of liking, of the same kind of things. You know.
Yeah.
I'm here forever.
No, we don't. Explain yourself.
You don't have an interview.
Should we get him to give him more detail about that or leave him for now?
You have more details.
He's ready.
All right, cool. Yeah, so tell us a bit more about that. From the ghetto.
I wish. No, you know when you kind of like the same things, you kind of go to the same dance then and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So it's from that. That's what and you know people who know people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I get to know Joe, you know? So
yeah. He was like the number one body popper in town then.
For 30 years.
It was the number one who?
See when body popping start?
I'm too young for that, sorry. What is body popping?
he's one of the foundation body poppers.
So what exactly is body popper? Because I don't know what it is.
Off your body and start make some... If it was translated into having an illness when you're like vocally,
yeah.
You'd have Tourette's or a major stutter.
Yeah.
That's what they do with their body.
Okay.
Like a major stutter.
Yeah. It's like a seizure.
Yeah. And he was very good at
it. Almost the breakdance art. Stood alone, didn't it?
So this is what they call band banter. Is he taking the mic?
Oh, for real.
It's for real.
It's for real.
There's some legendary footage of Lupo on a famous club called The Tropics on the roof, right?
Yeah.
Or on a rooftop somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's popping and breakdancing and stuff. Not breaking, popping. I stand corrected.
Alright, so Bungie, why the name Late Black?
Late Black, well at the time I was in London doing music and stuff in a studio in London, and me and Joe always DJ'd and MC'd all around the country, around Europe as well, and Joe was always saying to me about let's do stuff, because I was doing a hip-hop band and different projects in London, London at the time, and Joe loves reggae, I love reggae, my father loves reggae, so there's that common bond of music and that something. And then a couple of years later, after him badgering and he's yawning in the background, people taking the mickey out of me for being not answering the question quick enough. So cut a long story short, Joe, I brought him up to London to a few studio sessions, and then I had a studio in my flat in Bristol. Joe would always be late, nothing's changed, like, yeah. 13, 14 years later.
Yeah.
And I can remember him coming into a studio recording session. We created this track called Cool Dude at the time. Yeah. And I was waiting to record his vocals. And he came in and I was like, Joe, man, my time, man. Like, da-da-da-da-da. You're always bloody late, man. You're just so laid back, man. I mean, laid back. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just rewound. Zip, 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 zip. What did you say? Laid Black. That'd be a good name, man. I looked at him. Oh, yeah, that'd be a sick name.
Yeah.
And then we just looked at each other and it was logged. He recorded his vocals. Cool Dude was the track.
Yeah.
And kind of... Then when we started thinking of names, we always went back to that point of
laid back.
That moment, which organically kind of happened, and it had to be that name. Even though we have friends and family like saying, oh, that is that name, no, I'm not really feeling that name, but myself, Joe, myself, kind of held strong with that name because it kind of had a sort of cultural value to what we're about. And Joe thinks he's a cool dude.
That's it, it worked because we are both kind of chill. The music's of black origin, so it just made sense.
Yeah. So Joe is laid back in every sense of the word, isn't it?
Every sense.
Yeah. He's known as a cool dude still, so I won't try to take that away from him. I mean, even if he's painting the wool over people's face, they always seem cool.
All right. More cool.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to ask my friend from Scotland how he get into reggae, because I've been to Scotland before and I didn't hear any reggae.
Well, actually, when I was younger, my mom, on Sundays, she used to do an island, right, and we'd be around, and if there was two, three, she used to put on certain reggae tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
So I grew up in that. But you're right, I was quite unique in the way that all through school, liking reggae, there wasn't that many people knew what that was about, and I was kind of, you know, but it's one of the things that just got to me.
Yes,
sir. All the way through. But started off with the culture, Joseph Hill.
Yeah.
They was for way back, Bob Marley obviously coming through. And Alton Ellis.
Oh, yes, a legend that in the business as well, isn't it?
My mum used to put on these old tracks that my auntie got from London, but she was from Glasgow also.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So you've got reggae in your long time, so it's a lot of reggae. Yeah, let's speak to the drummer over here, which is hiding. I can hear him making noise in the background like he's eating something. Okay, yeah. Please, where are you from? Introduce yourself, where are you from, and how did you get into reggae?
I'm from Lockleys originally. Well, originally from Easton.
Your Bristol accent is not very strong. Is that the Lockleys accent?
Back, it will be, trust me.
How did you get into reggae?
I joined Troy Ellis.
Okay.
About 6 years ago. Seven years ago. And that's how I got into it. And then broke away from Troy and joined these lot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Did you get £100 as well, or?
I got 175, so I must be better than Luke.
Oh. Tell them the real story.
How you covered for Richie the...
How I got into the band, the old drummer fell ill.
Yeah.
And the guitarist phoned me up one Saturday afternoon and asked me to do a gig with him.
The same day.
And I wasn't sure what to do it, but I ended up going to do it. Never heard any of their stuff.
Yeah,
I think I smashed it.
So
never done it so well. Joined after.
Did they sack him when he get better and keep you?
I don't know if they sacked him. I think he just
He just was ill for a period of time.
Okay.
So, respectfully, and he's played with the band since. And Stacey's welcomed him.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into Leap Back.
Okay, fair. So where is the keyboard, man? I know this one is shy. He's always hiding behind his keyboard. So how did you get into reggae music?
Got into reggae through Two Tone, actually. Two Tone Ska.
Yeah.
Like the Specials and Selector, the Beat and stuff like that. Started listening to that through a family friend when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah.
And then from there, got into Marley and Peter Tosh and Sly and Robbie and lots of dub from there.
Yeah.
And then, just loved the groove of it and then studied the organ, really, the bubble, ever since. Just been doing that.
Are you hooked on it now?
Hooked on it, yeah. I've got the reggae
of yourself. Reggae of yourself. All right, let's talk to Tita Low. Tita, where is Tita from? Because rumors are that you're international. I know Late Black is an international band, but are you international or are you from Bristol?
I'm from Bristol, but I'm half Chinese.
Okay. Yeah. Only off.
Yeah.
Off. Okay. I'm just messing with you. Just messing with you. Yes. So, have you always been into reggae?
No, actually. I was more of a pop princess.
Okay.
For, like pop music and R&B. And then I was singing at a night and Bungie was DJing at it. And he heard me singing there, and I was singing a Beyonce song, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And he really liked my attitude. And then he just said, do you want to come and check out the band at a few rehearsals? So I tried it, and I'd never really sang reggae music ever before. And I really liked it, so I tried a few gigs, and then it just grew from there.
Yeah.
And then since then, like, I've really been getting into, like, loads of reggae music and, like, soca music. It's all, like, hand in hand for me.
Yeah.
It's something that I never really experienced before, so it's really opened my mind up to, like, loads of different things, and now I love it.
So now reggae first and everything after?
Okay.
Right answer. Mr. Joe Peng.
Hello.
No, say original rude boy MC from the scene for many years before that.
Keep talking.
Innit? So where are you from, Joe Peng?
I'm a humble boy born in a caravan. So I'm a Romani gypsy. I was born in a caravan in Corbo.
Okay.
And my mum carried me back up here and I settled here when I was kind of between 13 and 14, up and down from there.
Was it a big move coming from Cornwall, as a teenager from Cornwall to the city of Bristol?
I was already punching up in Bristol anyway, but then there'd be like issues at home, so my mum would carry me back down there.
Yeah.
And then the racism would be too rough down there, so she'd carry me back up here.
Yeah.
And it was like that until I was about 14.
Okay, scene.
My first house was on City Road, and then she knew that I was teething, I was too much of a teeth, so she texted me, she thinks she's gonna rescue me by moving me to Easton. Not even our worst teeth.
Around the corner.
And that's it, yeah, so I'm an Easton boy.
Okay, okay. So, what's new coming up for Laid Black? Because right now, you know, I mean, I'm aware that I interrupt your rehearsal, which I really appreciate you take the time to let me come and do, but you know what I mean?
The
what's coming up?
The new album, which is called About Time, is kind of gonna tell the Laid Black story from the beginning up until now, so it's got a mixture of the older stuff right up to the stuff that we're writing now.
Album coming soon.
Single before that, good video, trying.
Cool. All right. So, what's in your rehearsing now? Have you got a gig coming up this weekend?
We got gigs every weekend.
I know that, but I mean, what are you getting? What are you rehearsing for then?
We're playing at Shindig on Saturday.
Glastonbury and Boomtown as well?
I'll tell you my diary. Yeah, I open up Love Save today. Then I drive down to Shindig Festival to be with these bums.
Yeah.
And I have to fly to Northampton to do my thing, so.
So which one of them am I getting the ticket to? Which one of them am I getting the pass to?
The one to Northampton.
Northampton.
The furthest one away.
You see, he definitely don't want to give me an invite. He's telling me to come to Northampton 300 miles away.
Yeah, because he got really no mates.
Yeah. Bungie, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
Nah, just peace and love, and as Joe said and the rest of the band said, we've got a brand new album called About Time. It's going to be out summer, as Joe said, a track and a video called Trying and various other singles in and around the album.
Definitely
for the summer. And we're at Boom, catch us at Boomtown. Yeah. We've got three gigs as a band at Boomtown, plus DJ Laid Black DJ set, Joe, Tita, myself, and the rest of the guys will be hanging out having beers at that one, as well as band performances. And we're also at Glastonbury on the Sunday, on the Gully stage at 4:30, I do believe, on the Sunday, alongside, who is it, people? Shaggy.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wicked.
Man Wear Black.
Yes. Add us on Facebook, everyone. Add us on Facebook. Instagram, Snapchat. We're going to get us a Snapchat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Yes, it's been a real pleasure to catch up with Laid Black because, you know what I mean, it's the heaviest thing in town and the world know that. Yo, you're listening to Reg Up Yourself with the Future, man. Boom. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.